You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
They are a member of the great organisation called Waiata Anthems, who in 2019 released a whole lot of incredible te reo versions of mostly English tracks. And since then, the organisation has gone from strength to strength, and they're now launching a new campaign called Waiata in Our Whare. We have Stormy Kiriopa Lloyd from Waiata Anthems here to talk about that campaign and more. Good morning to you, Stormy. How are we doing?
Morena, yeah, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm real chill, man. I'm real chill. It's been a pretty frenetic morning here on the One. I'm rocking a big turtleneck, which is my favourite piece of clothing I've had for the past month or two since I've owned it. So that makes me feel good. You know when you're rocking something you love,
yeah.
You have a great day.
You feel good. You know, you feel good, and it's nice and warm because I'm sure it's, you know, makariri down there in Dunedin.
It's pretty. It's a little bit gruesome. It's been worse. You know, spring is springing. I will say that.
Yeah.
It is springing.
Yes.
have you found any great pieces of clothing that you've been rocking a lot in the past 2 or 3 months?
Actually, I have. This sounds very bougie, but I got a leather trench coat.
Nice.
But it has like wool on the inside, and I just love it. It's like the warmest thing I've owned in a long time, but it also looks really nice.
Real steezy.
Yeah, real steezy.
Nice. Was it first hand, second hand?
First-hand, nice. I would love to get a second-hand, but I could never find something like that.
I think it's fine. I think when it comes to buying clothes or whatever, if you're going to buy something first-hand, buy something real good quality. Yeah.
It was on sale, so I'll take it.
Yeah. I mean, so was my turtleneck. It was like half off, which I was like, oh, yes, please.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're here to talk about the Waiata Anthems campaign, Waiata in Our Whare. Before we do that, I want to hone in on something you did earlier this year. You spoke at the New Zealand Music Managers Forum on the panel about touring. Touring 101 was what it's called. How did that go?
Yes, I did.
How was that?
It was really good. You know, touring itself is such a hard industry, I think, for a lot of artists and musicians. So kind of, you know, being able to give my own experience on being a tour manager and a manager to the next generation of artists was interesting.
What was something that you picked up that you learnt from that panel that you didn't know otherwise?
Oh, something I learnt. Actually, I was... So on the panel that I was on, to be fair, was an amazing manager by the name of Aubrey, who does Lady Six. And me and her just kind of spoke about, you know, touring. But because she's done big international tours, there was certain things I haven't thought about that she was like, you should definitely think about these things when you're doing tours. For example, like, she was like, make sure you have a visa, because you don't want to be sent back if you're going to like America. And I was like, oh my God, that is so true. But just little things, like, she was like, I always have like certain things on me all the time when I'm touring, because you never know when your artist is going to ask you for that. So I think the little things about touring is what people forget. And she just kind of reminded me of those little things to always take on tour.
Yeah, traveling is finicky, very finicky.
Yeah.
One of the most finicky things, famously. what isn't finicky, though, is this new campaign, Waiata in Our Whare, which is aimed at placing Waiata in homes, classrooms, offices, everyday life more so. Do you think that sometimes the attention or play on Waiata gets sort of pigeonholed to tiwiki o te reo or sort of Māori cultural events or calendar times?
Actually, I do. I think it, like, you know, we do listen to Waiata Reo Māori all the time, and it's played everywhere. It's more accessible now. But then the issue is when we have quite pillar moments within Te Ao Māori, it seems to be that's when the influx of people listening to it happens.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I do. But at the same time, you know, Waiata Reo Māori is so accessible, so I think it should be used year round, every day.
Amen to that. Yeah, totally. Completely agree with that. In addition to a 300 Waiata strong playlist, Waiata Anthems has released a series of short documentaries of Māori artists talking about their Waiata. I counted 24 of these videos on the website, and I want to know how, you know, it must have been quite time-consuming to get in touch with all those different artists and their teams and then produce these very concise videos. What did that process look like?
I mean, I'll tell you this, it's a very long process. Yeah. There's a lot of people involved. But generally, you know, we reach out to the artists and talk to their teams and kind of make a plan around what works calendar-wise, when the film crew can get in, what they want to talk about, what their story is about, what their waiata is about. And then we kind of just go from there. And if it works, it works. And we get our content team to do, you know, the content for them. And then our editor team is amazing. And they edit it really fast so that we can get it back to everyone to look at before we, you know, put it out. But it is a long process. There's a lot of people involved. And we have a really solid content team that just smashes them out, so it's really great.
Mm-hmm. It's incredible stuff. I really loved the Marlon Williams one. Mm-hmm. I'm just a big sucker for Marlon Williams, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, he's amazing, old Marlon.
Oh, yes, he's amazing. And then the one from last year from Ma about Puha me te Porohewa.
Porohewa, yeah.
She is so vulnerable in that video. It's really, you're really capturing a lot of the magic in the studio as well with her and her like musicians all hugging, and it's really lovely.
Yeah, it really is. And it's like, you know, those ones with Ma and the next generation of Māori artists, they're all just so, they're so good at doing like content and making waiata and being really open to it. So it was awesome to work with them.
What has been your favourite video that you've helped to work on over the past 3 years that these videos have been coming out?
Oh, I actually think my... Oh, that's so hard. There's so many good ones. I would actually say I think my favourite video that I've, you know, been a part of would have to be probably... Oh, this is so hard because I'm thinking of three and I'm like, which one's my favourite? I would... Oh.
Really stumped you with that question.
I feel bad.
No,
I feel bad choosing against them.
You can tell me on it. You can tell me off here.
Yeah. But I feel like, you know, there's so many good ones. Like the latest one was Asia, and that was a beautiful, beautiful waiata with Whaiate Haumihiata. And then we've had like Mohi, who did one last year, and yeah, there's just too many good ones.
I think that can be the takeaway. There's too much to choose from. Let's just not even
choose from too many good ones, and you know.
We'll leave the audience to make up their own decisions. Now, that playlist has been curated by Waiata Anthems, as I mentioned before. 300 songs, Waiata.
Yes.
It's on Spotify. How do you go about doing that? What was the curation process like? Are we going back to acts like the Māori High Five as well as the new stuff?
We like to do a mixture of both, right? So, because it is like we could try and put like some older waiata in there that are like old school bangers that we all know, like Poie, and then we can put in some new stuff so that people can kind of take a look at the big generations of people who have contributed to the playlist itself. Mm-hmm. We're just making it easier for people to find the music, really.
Fair. Yeah, very, very fair. Do you have a particular waiata from 2025 that's really been resonating with you over the past wee while?
2025. I actually have. So recently there was a waiata called Hoki Maida released by Mohi featuring Chase Woods, and that waiata, just because I live in Auckland and I'm not from Auckland, but when I hear that, when I heard that waiata this year, it made me really miss home. But it also made me feel really happy of, you know, what I was doing to kind of help grow my language. And so I was like, oh, the song is so beautiful. But it did make me miss home so much because I'm from a little small town, and being in a big city is scary sometimes.
It can be. I mean, I'm from Invercargill, moving to Dunedin. It felt quite terrifying, but I can only imagine what moving to Auckland from a small town's like.
Yeah, so I'm from Raglan originally, and then moving up to Auckland was like big culture shock, especially when your town is only one strip of street, you know?
Yeah. Was Raglan where they shot the Minecraft movie?
I don't know. I don't think so.
No, I'm thinking of Huntley.
So Raglan's, you know, a bit further.
Different place. My North Island geography is terrible. But that's fine. Cool. We'll play that track up next on the one. Before we do, though, does Waiata Anthems have much else in store for 2025?
Yeah, I think we do. We're still working with a few more artists to release their Waiata this year and some more content coming out. So we definitely will have more.
Cool. So watch this space.
Yeah, watch the space at Tebana, awesome. You know?
We will. Thank you for your time, Stormy. Do you have any final words for our lovely listeners out there?
Thank you so much, but I just want to say, you know, listen to Waiata Reo Māori. It's a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing indeed, and we sure will. Thank you so much for your time. Mā te wā. Kia ora. All right, folks, that was Stormy Kiriopa Lloyd from Waiata Anthems. We're talking to her about Waiata Anthems' latest campaign, Waiata in Ao Whare. We're going to play Mohi with Hoki Mai Rā. Then after that, we have a korero coming up very shortly with Clarissa Chai from Something They Call Myth to talk about their latest collaborative EP, The Matheson Bay Sessions. Here's Mohi with Hoki Mai Rā. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.